basically what gave rise to this call was President Hichilema's statement, where he was lamenting and complaining that there is a clique of former ministers and other officials from the previous Patriotic Front regime who are actually teaching his ministers to be stealing public funds or to be stealing public resources. So on the basis of that statement, which we really found that to be quite concerning, we did issue a call to President Hichilema that if indeed he discovers that there are any of his ministers that are involved in corruption of any sort, regardless of how they have learned to do that, we think that the president should take decisive action in order to show and to send the strong message that he will not tolerate corruption in any way, shape, or form.
The former ruling party, the Patriotic Front officials, have denied any involvement of their officials teaching anybody to be corrupt. But why do you think it's worrying to hear the president making such a statement? Some people are suggesting that that perhaps could be a caution to the ministers to desist from being lured into siphoning public funds.
Well, the truth is that we do not really know what led the president to say that, or what his motive was for doing it. So all we can do at this point really is to speculate. But I think there are a number of things that we can already raise, even just based on what the president said. The first is that it is a concern when, you consider the fact that these ministers, that they can be so susceptible to actually allow themselves to be taught how to steal public funds or how to steal public resources. Now, these are ministers that, whilst they were in opposition, when the UPND was in opposition, they really took a very strong stance against corruption and against misuse of public funds. So our expectation would have been that when they now get into power, there will be a model for how public officials or public servants should actually serve in those positions of authority with which they have been entrusted.
So where do you stand on how the government is embarking on this anti-corruption drive to weed out corruption in Zambia's public institutions?
So there are a lot of expectations, even from members of the public, in terms of what the UPND is going to do to fight corruption. My personal take, and the point of view of CIZ, is that what the UPND administration needs to come up with is a comprehensive country strategy that is going to provide clear direction to the fight against corruption. Because at the moment, it seems that it kind of seems ad hoc and very haphazard in a sense. Because you have an arrest here by the Anti-Corruption Commission, then tomorrow you have them again doing something else. So it's not very coordinated and not very well harnessed at the moment. And so our belief is that we need the UPND administration to come up with a comprehensive strategy, a comprehensive and integrated country strategy that is going to bring all the different stakeholders and bring the strength and abilities of the different stakeholders into tackling this fight. I am aware, Peter, that the United States government, just about a month ago, I think it was when President Biden was hosting the summit on democracy, in the build-up to that, they did actually release a comprehensive strategy for the country in terms of leading the fight against corruption. And whilst, of course, you cannot compare Zambia and the United States, I think that the principle that, you need some form of framework, some form of direction that is going to guide the fight against corruption is one that we can certainly learn from. And we have challenged the UPND government to leave this as their legacy,